Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
The President of the United States expecting to do nice and well in 2018. Joining us to talk about that specifically is Ronna Romney McDaniel. She's the chair of the Republican National Committee. Ronna, good morning.
Good morning, Vincent, Mary. Great to be here.
Glad to have you. You know, I want to play one other thing that the president said yesterday. He was talking about Nancy Pelosi and the role she'll play in the midterms. Here he is.
Nancy Pelosi. She's our secret weapon. No, she's our secret. I just hope they don't change her. There are a lot of people that want to run her out. She's really out there. I'm supposed to make a deal with her.
And then, Ronna, how prominent will Nancy Pelosi's face, name, and quotes be in 2018 for the Republican Party?
Well, Nancy Pelosi represents where the Democrat Party has gone. They now represent the elite. She's a millionaire from San Francisco. They are completely out of touch with what a $1,000 bonus means to many people in this country who are living paycheck to paycheck. Many of the Democrats have doubled down on her comments that these bonuses are just crumbs. It's offensive. And especially when people have been struggling for years, we just now have seen wages starting to go up. We're starting to see it under President Trump, unemployment now at a 17-year low. These are things that we should all be celebrating, and Nancy Pelosi doesn't get it. And yeah, that's going to be something we're going to make sure voters know about as she's vying to be speaker again.
Yeah, I love the hypocrisy in it. When I first heard that comment, I immediately thought, wait a minute, this is the woman who told us that without Obamacare, the $10 a month women need for birth control is going to have them choosing between food and birth control. So $10 a month means the world and people will die, but $1,000 is nothing. Here's the thing. The president is very good at packaging. The president is very good at marketing, something the Republicans have not been good at all. Are we going to start to see other Republicans, especially those running again in the midterms, start to use his tactics and start to market and call the Democrats out? They don't usually do that.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to be unified in the message that we put forward to the American people. We're going to have to talk about the economy. We're going to have to talk about things that have gone better in our country under Republican policies, wages going up, like I talked about, unemployment, all those things. But we're going to have to be unified, and we're going to have one central message. But there is no better messenger than President Trump. He cuts through the media. They cover him. They give him a lot more attention. And with his Twitter and his following, he is somebody who can reach our voters in a way that we can't through typical mainstream media.
I want to ask you about something that happened, though, with the president in the last 24 hours. In that speech, Democrats are making a big deal out of the fact that he accused them of being treasonous for not clapping during the State of the Union, not reacting to any of the good indicators. What did you make of the president's remarks and the Democrats' reactions here?
Yeah, I saw the remarks. I mean, they were off the cuff. But it was very upsetting to watch the Democrats. I was there at the State of the Union. When the president is talking about our veterans getting better health care, when he's talking about the American flag, I mean, these are things that universally should be bipartisan. We should all be cheering for those things. And I saw time after time the Democrats continue to sit down. They watched each other. Nancy Pelosi was checking to see who stood up. I even was offended when this 12-year-old boy who has made it his mission to get flags to put on veterans' graves, they couldn't even stand for that. I mean, is that how divided we are? Is that who we're going to turn our country over to in these midterms? That it gives me energy to fight to make sure we keep the majority, because if you can't stand for the American flag, how can you represent our country?
The White House saying this morning that the remarks were tongue-in-cheek. Do you believe the Democrats were being treasonous by not standing?
Yeah, I don't know if I would say treasonous. I think it is un-American to not stand when we're talking about the American flag.
Right.
I just don't understand it. I can't understand a place when we are in Congress, when the president is speaking at the State of the Union, and Democrats can't stand for something like our American flag that so many people have fought for, that represents so many things for our country, our freedoms. That should be something that should be a no-brainer. You should be standing for that.
You know, I read recently that the Democrats are broke. The Democrat Party, DNC, is broke. The RNC with record fundraising. But the question is, do dollars necessarily equate into votes? Because we know Hillary outspent Trump. So do dollars equal votes?
That's a great point, Mary. Dollars mean resources, but what are you doing with those resources? And what the RNC has done with our investment in data, so we can identify our likely youth voters, so we can identify those persuadable voters, and then building a ground game and an infrastructure in these elections is how we win in the midterms. It's going to be the party that has the best ground game, that's best able to turn out those voters. And what we're doing with those dollars is putting us in a better position. And we do have a huge differential between us and the Democrats. We've raised the most ever by any political party in history in 2017. We're putting those resources to good use. The Democrats have $400,000 cash on hand if you include their debt. We have over $38 million. So that's going to give us a huge advantage going into those midterms.
Who's donating?
Small dollar donations, people who are completely supportive of this president, 200 and under, that's been in a record number. We also have our major donors. So it's been a combination of our donor bases that have been supporting this president and his agenda.
There's a special election coming up on March 13th for a House race in Pennsylvania, and with Rick Saccone, who's running there, and Vice President Pence supporting him recently. Is the RNC playing in that race, and how important is it?
Yeah, we're investing in that race. Of course, we want to keep every congressional seat. I still always caution, and I've said this all along with the specials, of course, we've won 5 out of 0. I'm very reticent to say one special prognosticates for the entire election. It's two candidates in one specific district talking about issues specific to that area, and a lot of it comes down to those two candidates more specifically. But I feel good about where we are. We've had the vice president in there. We've put a robust ground game in, and we're going to do everything we can to keep that seat.
How likely is the risk of Republicans losing the House of Representatives this year?
You know, Vince, history shows that the party that holds the White House usually loses about 30 seats in the midterm. We are ready to defy history. This is our year to buck that trend. But it's going to be hard, and it's going to be a challenge. And that's why when I came in as chair, I knew we had to raise the money and have the ground game in place. We're already in 22 states. But the historical trends has been the party that holds the White House loses seats in the midterm. We want to make sure we hold that majority. We don't want to hand it to Nancy Pelosi, who thinks $1,000 bonuses, $2,000 bonuses are crumbs. She is totally out of touch with the American people and families who are struggling in this country, and she cannot take the reins of our economy.
And I know you're working to make sure she doesn't become Speaker of the House again. Ronnie Romney McDaniel, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks for having me.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.